Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece of content about a new feature in R code called Boomerang Tasks. It's a game changer, folks. Absolutely mind-blowing.
Boomerang Tasks? Intriguing. So, what's the big deal?
Imagine self-controlling AI agents that switch between modes, asking, coding, whatever you need. This guy's using Claude 2.7 because of its compute access and higher rate limits than Gemini. Smart move, right?
Makes sense, especially for free usage. But how does it actually work?
He's using MCP servers on Clean, configuring them and pasting the settings directly into R code. He's focusing on showing what it is, not concurrent agents, not something you set and forget. Not yet, at least. It's more about switching between modes like planning, architecting, and coding. A dynamic process.
So it's about streamlined task management within the AI. Got it. But does he give any specific use cases?
He demonstrates with a prompt focused on improving data quality, generating coordinates, filling missing data, researching Irish breweries. A substantial task. And get this, the task itself changes based on what the AI is working on. It's mind-blowing. No more generic task complete messages when it's clearly not done.
That's huge. So, it breaks down complex tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks.
Exactly. And he highlights the reliability, researching one brewery at a time rather than 68 all at once. Plus, improved performance on R code compared to Clean. Faster, no JavaScript hangups. The context window is still a constraint, though, especially with larger tasks.
Right, I can see how context window limitations can be a bottleneck. He mentioned something about task delegation too.
Yeah, he suggests creating custom workflows for specific tasks like niche generation, design, etc. He envisions that with customizable templates for complex tasks, this could be really powerful, almost AGI-like. I see, interesting.
Wow, that's a bold claim. But if we can handle context window limitations, I can see the potential.
He acknowledges the limitations with Anthropic's context window, but emphasizes the potential, particularly when combined with larger context window models like Gemini. He's excited to experiment and see how far he can push it. And you know what? I am too. This boomerang task feature, it's a game changer.
I completely agree. It sounds incredibly promising. I'm eager to see how this develops and what others create with it. Thanks for breaking it all down.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with more cutting-edge AI news soon. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.